Gateway Buick GMC has the hottest sale of the summer going on now. Take over $13,000 off the GMC Sierra. In the market for a Buick Enclave, Gateway has you covered with premiums over $11,000 off MSRP price. The all-new 2017 Acadia now on the showroom floor, alongside the luxurious Buick Envision. Shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Gateway, the right way.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Jeffrey Osborne, sir.
Fitting song in the wake of unveiling a new segment that sky's the limit for.
Thank you so much, sir. Go only the two of us together, flying high.
Well,
Seamaster found a picture of Jill Cassidy's feet, and Jay is now commenting.
That's a little creepy to me. A little bit creepy. Her stock already begun to rise?
Probably out at Normandy Golf Course, yeah.
No. I don't like that.
Did you watch The Bachelorette last night?
Yeah, I did. I recorded it.
Now, we have a thing going on at our house right now, outside of the wobbly toilet and the carports. For whatever reason, our picture is pixelated and the audio cuts out every 10 seconds. So I was all locked in, going to be locked in, on both the Republican National Convention and The Bachelorette, and then in commercial breaks, maybe watch the Cardinals and Padres. So I called DirecTV and talked to a delightful young lady, and I said, yeah, we can't watch television. We require a service call, unfortunately. And she said, sure. We can get somebody there next Monday or Tuesday.
That happens with a lot of different big businesses. It's almost like you're lucky that you get to pay them for service.
So I said, I'm going to cancel my service. Just very polite. There's no screaming, no yellings. I know these things are recorded. There's no point in doing that. So she says, oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Can we troubleshoot it? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. And then she goes, oh, yeah, this is going to require a service call. And I said, can we have one before next Monday? And she said, no, I can't do that. And I said, that's fine. I'm going to cancel my service. And she then transferred me to somebody to cancel my service, and then that person hung up on me.
Yeah, that's kind of what you would expect.
So I still haven't solved the problem, so I don't know what I'm going to do, but I couldn't watch The Bachelorette, and I had to watch my CNN app to watch the Republican National Convention last night. So I don't know what happened on The Bachelorette, but I do know we have some Maggie O'Brien's fun with audio here, and my sources told me that Luke made it difficult for JoJo during the rose ceremony.
Oh, no.
Hit the lever, Miles, eh?
This is by far the hardest decision I've had to make. But I think I know what I need to do. And I think I need to say goodbye to Luke.
Oh. JoJo, can I talk to you for a sec?
That was Luke right there.
Yeah.
I felt like not only did I want to tell you that, but I needed to tell you that I'm in love with you. I didn't get to tell you that the other night. And it's been the only thing that's been on my mind since then. And I want you to know that.
I feel like out of control right now. Mm. It's like I can't even like control my emotions. What if I make a mistake? That scares me.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Sure. I'm scared for you. Good acting.
I don't know.
Come on, hold it together.
I don't know. I feel sick of being nominated.
Did she just reference Jeremy Roenick?
No.
What do I do?
To be continued.
Right there was to be continued?
Yes.
Now, do you think she's going to choose? Is Jordan Rodgers, the brother of the wonderful Aaron Rodgers, safe?
I don't know. I think she likes. I think she likes two or three of them a lot.
Oh, so like an M.
No, I don't think it'll come to that. I think she's going to go through this gut-wrenching decision every time she has to eliminate
someone.
Let
me ask you a question, Doug. You're a fan of the show.
Yeah.
You're outspoken in that professional wrestling is fake.
Right.
But it seems like you suspend your disbelief in regard to the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, that maybe what you're following isn't real.
I think for the most part it's real. I'm sure that they redo certain scenes and that they say certain things to make the editing work a little bit better. But
you don't think some of the guys are pretending to be interested so they can win the game? Or
oh, there might be some of that.
Yeah,
but I think it, when you're together and these people are together almost 2 months and they're flying all over the world, spending quite a bit of time, I think you could fall for somebody in 2 months, sure.
Well, I've fallen for you, and it's taken how many years, Tim?
Six?
6 years.
I think people fall for each other sometimes.
Will you accept this rose?
In an hour.
Will you accept this rose?
You got a rose for me?
I can't believe. You're a man's man, Doug Vaughn, and you love that show.
Yeah,
and you're a man's man.
I watch it. It's about the only network show I watch on a regular basis. It's about the only one now.
What sports?
You don't care for it.
I tried to watch. I think it's awful and vile.
Well, it's not vile.
It's vile.
What's vile about it?
I met this guy a week ago, and I'm also in love with the other guy that I knew for 3 hours. What am I going to do? Vile.
There are some that cry when they get eliminated, like the first night, that feel like they never really had a shot. Then you might wonder why you're crying.
I'd like it if you hosted and you tell some of these contestants to pick themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yeah, that's a line they could use in the show. I mean, a lot of these people have been married for a while now, so it wasn't fake to them when they got married.
How many end up in marriage?
Trista, who went to Ascension Grade School right here in St. Louis in West County.
Mm-hmm. Give me a number, rough number.
I mean, I'm just listing off the top of my head. I don't really know. That Sean Lowe, who was on John Wolfner, friend of the show, Wolf.
Yeah.
DeSmet guy. They are married. And
I think there's three or four that are still married.
Out of how many?
Oh, probably there have been, I would guess, 30-plus seasons. Because they do two a year, and it's been going on since 2001, 2002.
Has it really been going on that
yep.
long?
Yep.
Well, there's probably more than that married then. I'm sure not all of them, probably not even half still. But I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that someone could fall in love.
No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying I think a lot of it's fake and manufactured and part of the script that the producers put into play.
No, some of it might be. I don't know that the crying is. I don't know if they cry on cue.
Big Al, your thoughts?
I cry every time I try to watch KMOV and Doug goes into storm mode.
Don't ring your own bell.
Self-ringer.
Don't do that.
Hey,
I don't
Timmy, did you win any money?
Hey, Timmy, did you win any money?
Where?
At Hilton
Head. Vegas?
I was in Hilton
Head. I thought you went to Vegas.
No.
Hilton Head, baby.
Oh, so when I was telling everybody you were gambling away all their money and not turning on the air calling Bart Inman, you were really on vacation instead.
That's correct.
Okay, I was trying to keep the peace. The boys were upset, Tim. I tell you what, I did my best to keep it together.
Now, who was upset?
So, oh, everybody was because of the heat. Hockman, Ben Fred, let's see, who else? The Boys at Night, Wolf. Oh, yeah, they were. Oh, Jay Jr. had the meat sweats. Yeah, it was going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have every right to be, but.
I know.
But
well, it's your fault.
Right, exactly. That's
you
that's
don't the
own
point. The building.
But, I mean, I know that I got to deal with it, and that's just the way that it goes. It was very unfortunate. And, Doug, fortunately, we will be moving on soon.
All right.
Well, good job.
I did lose 3 pounds that one day.
You need it, Doug. You're swelling up on TV.
Well, I know.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
He is working the dais right now as he does his roast.
Big Al, I'm enjoying the show, and I'm enjoying
Jim Hayes is here tonight.
Hey, how are you?
Cardinals are up and down like the roller coasters my nephew put me on last week. I thought I was about to die. I thought I was going to not make the show anymore. And I know my fans would have been upset about it.
Amen.
Not been able to tell me to drink bleach or anything. But, man, I thought I was going to die out there, you guys. I'm not kidding you.
Where'd you go, Six Flags?
It was unbelievable.
Did you go Six Flags?
Yeah, well, I got a season pass. And I usually go with my little nieces and nephew.
What are you doing with a season pass to Six Flags? That's for 15-year-old kids.
Doug, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and they look up to me, okay? Unlike your family, who don't really care much for you. I pretty much reveled around here, and you know what I'm trying to say. I'm liked. But anyway, they shot me. They put me on this thing called Evel Knievel.
Sure, I've been on that. I went on there with Evel's son. I opened that up one day. They brought me out there for a story with his son. Yeah,
you opened it up?
Yeah, we were like the first ones on it.
Doug, is that wicked or what?
What's that?
Oh, is it wicked?
It was
a wicked ride.
It was kind of, yeah, by roller coaster standards, it wasn't really too crazy.
Well, I tell you what, I got there and I walked into the park and I quickly realized I had boxer shorts on. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm walking around. Remember those that game we used to play with the strings called Click Clacks? Where you take the string and you go up and down, the balls hit into each other, those glass balls, that's what I felt like. I took that ride and I go, boys, I got to go. I got to go down to Walmart and get me some jockeys because these boys ain't going to handle it all day. So I had to go switch. But after that, I got on the other ones and I was doing pretty darn good. So the old man still got it. But next time I'm going to wear a bike supporter, not a cup, just a bike supporter. Keep everything intact.
Did you do the Screaming Eagle? They still have that, right?
Oh, yeah. I did the Mind Train Screaming Eagle, Amazing Hulk. Yeah, I did all those. I was flipping around and Mr. Freeze. Yeah, I love that stuff.
I have a pair of Jordan Walden's compression shorts. I'll give them to you if you want.
Yes, I'll take them.
All right.
Yeah, I usually deal with Plowsy before I go, and then, boy, it's really fun to go. I'll tell you what.
Did you get one of those giant drumsticks while you were out there?
No, my wife goes, somebody didn't bathe. And I turn around and I go, it's that turkey stick over there. It ain't that. Look, so some dude's licking away on that thing. But anyway, welcome back, boys. The crew's back. Oh, one more thing. Had a little incident out at Harpo's. Some guy claimed to be the brawler. And I walked in there and I'm sitting there and talking. All of a sudden somebody comes over and says, you big ass? I said, yeah. And he goes, the Barnhart Brawler's here. And my eyes lit up and there was a girl. And she goes, no trouble. I go, where is he? She goes, no trouble. I go, where is he? I walked over there. Come to find out, it wasn't the Barnhart Brawler, but it was a big guy that act like the Barnhart Brawler. So the Barnhart Brawler called in and said it wasn't him. So there's a fake one running around out there.
He called in, you started doing a radio show, and he called into your show? What?
No, I challenged him to remember I was going to fight him.
Right.
Well, he was pretty darn stout, so I kind of backed down and said, you know what, I kind of changed my mind on that deal. And you look like you work out and stuff. So I kind of backed down. You know how I am. Hey, when you're in over your head, you got to admit it. Well, he's fake. So, fake brawler, I know you're out there, and you got me so mad for acting like that. I will fight you now.
Huh.
So how about that? And the real brawler, he called in and goes, that wasn't me, Big Al. So it was all a little bit of a mistake. But the fake brawler, you're a punk. To admit that you're a brawler and you're not a brawler is a punk move.
Amen.
So, and I beat him in arm wrestling. I crushed him.
Yeah.
Crushed him. Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah.
I said, you want to arm wrestle? He's like, yeah, okay, here we go. Boom! There it went. About snapped his wrist off. If I'd have known he was a fake brawler, I probably would have broke it.
Wow.
You're a delight, sir. You are a delight.
You too, Cat. I'm going to Horse Hooky. Well, first I'm going to go swim a little bit. It's kind of hot. And then I'm going to Horse Hooky Tuesday. You going, Doug?
No, I won't be there today. No, I won't be
there. All right. Well, I got another horse tip I'll give you if I see you next time.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
That one's still running that we bet on, but I'll get better. Thank you, boys. Have a good one. Love you, Cat.
There he is, Big Al. Number of people are saying that Big Al has told this story before and didn't remember telling it last week.
Yeah,
I wasn't in last week.
Well, neither were you guys were here, I don't think.
Did he tell the story last week?
Yeah. He's got a fresh audience. I still don't know. How did the real brawler call in?
No, I think at the time, Big Al didn't know, even when he called in to tell us a story, that wasn't the real brawler.
Oh, so I get it.
He told us that he met the Barnhart brawler.
So
he's a big guy.
He was telling it on the air. Yeah. I got you. because I didn't understand it. He said Harpo's, and then the real brawler called in. I thought he was doing a remote or something and was saying yes, no. Yes.
No.
It's a good story, though.
It's a fine story. That Harpo's would be a long way from Barnhart. I don't suppose the Barnhart brawler goes to Harpo's. That's out in Chesterfield, right?
It is.
Not the one in Columbia. I don't think he went
I don't
one.
Believe that's the one. I think no. The one in Chesterfield he's speaking of. Doug, do you want a rumpus room? A LeBaron convertible?
No.
A radio station with a parking lot?
No.
Well, don't get caught with your pants down with second-rate representation. Call Chris Marishan with Farmers Insurance. They can insure your auto, home, business, and more.
Oh, no fooling. Can you tell me anything more about the place? Because it sounds interesting so far.
That's not your line.
Oh, Tim? Let's
line!
See. Line, which line? Which line is it? Are they competitively priced in the St. Louis market?
Nice. Nobody would have ever known that.
You're awful, Doug.
Well, I didn't know that he was breaking into this.
Farmers is extremely
competitive. You had one line, you could have memorized it.
Farmers is extremely competitive in St. Louis, oh. In particular on newly constructed homes. And you know our audience lives in nothing but new homes.
Yeah. Will Chris meet me in person?
Chris will absolutely meet you in person, but refuses to inspect your boy dungeon.
I haven't got one. Where is Chris' office located there?
It's centrally located in Ladue, just like most of our audience, at 170 in Del Mar.
Let me ask you this. Is Chris a loyal listener?
Chris is a longtime listener and brother of the Ladue Geezer Squeezer.
When would be a good time to contact this Chris you speak of?
Anytime, really, but especially if you're in the process of buying or refinancing your home or car. For a quote, text Chris. Doug, I got to emphasize that they're actually texting the word Chris to the number 41411 or call 314-942-1506. 314-942-1506. Support the sponsors. And Chris is the brother of the Ladue Geezer Squeezer.
We don't hear from him very often. It's a nice name.
So the
Geezer Squeezer.
So the marketing powers that be decided it had to have a couple of Geezer Squeezer references in the copy.
Yep, that's what it said. That's what our research showed, the consultants. Timmy the Tickler is mad because he says he was told he can no longer call into the show, but Big Al can. Who told Timmy the Tickler he can't call in?
Oh, I think he had a run of just horrendous phone calls. So he said, why don't you just take a break for a while?
What a day, what a show.
Yeah. You know what I could have used yesterday? A big hacking tool? Some sort of large knife? Something in the Gustav family to cut that couch down a little bit?
That was Gustav.
You're not going to cut a couch.
If I could have cut that couch in half, I could have got it downstairs and maybe glued it back together there.
Well, a saw would do the
trick. Yeah, where would you find that type of stuff? Well, how about Bertarelli Cutlery? Quality products at quality prices is all they have. All your favorite kitchen tools, gadgets, and gizmos from the names you love and trust. And I'm sure if you went in there asking for some sort of hacking tool, they'd have it for you. They also have free local delivery. Wide array of sharpening solutions for the professional kitchen. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, hacking tools, and much more. They service all brands of major food prep equipment and hacking tools. No business too small, too large, too small, too big, whatever, for their family service. Highest quality cutting boards on the market. So go visit them on the Hill or check out their showroom. Mention us and receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. That's Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill.
There it is. Bertarelli Cutlery, sponsor of our Cuts of the Week every Friday here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, we have the email of the day coming up, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. That's coming your way in a matter of moments here. Frank Cusimano with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Big guest list. Frank coming up from 10 to noon here on the station. Doug, he's got all kinds of people here. He's got Dick Vermeil, going to be in town for the Isaac Bruce game.
Sure.
Kurt Warner, Lester Munson, and Derek Gould coming up from 10 to noon. How about that?
Well, that'll be a show that we won't want to miss.
Nicely done.
It's a perfect thing to follow up this show because we were so information-driven today.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Hey, Doug. Yeah. I'm going to the Cardinal game tonight. What kind of underwear should I go with? I was thinking about a nice boy short, but I think it would be nice if everyone could see my ass sweat. So I'm leaning toward a thong.
Is that a girl? Who sent that in?
It just says Jim Cantore's rolled up sleeve.
Doesn't sound like a girl.
Yeah.
So what's your advice, Doug? About a nice absorbent brief?
That might be the way to go.
Doug, I'm coming into town this weekend. Do you still want a spoon? That comes from the Magic House Touch Tunnel.
No, thank you. I'm good. Fine. No, thank you, Touch Tunnel.
Hey, Tim, I was present for the Big Al incident. He stole my beer and used my laptop as a coaster. Thanks, Matty Bear.
That Big Al, he's a piece of work.
He'll take stuff from you and you'll like it.
Every day it seems like he decides what's going to be fun today, and that's what he does.
Yep. Going swimming and then to horse hooky.
Yeah, wouldn't we all like to have his life?
He's got it all figured out.
He does.
I hadn't been to Fairmont Park in a couple of years, and I was there a couple of weeks ago. There's Al.
Yep. He's the international man of leisure.
Stomping up and down the back stretch. Go to spring training. Oops, there's Al.
When you're browsing at the mall, you don't see him. That's really your passion, is browsing at the mall.
Well, that's not my passion.
You seem to enjoy it.
You have to do it from time to time.
Doug Sailor Jerry Spice Drums is created in honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, the undisputed father of the old school tattoo. Now, he was a Navy vet who built his rep by inking soldiers and sailors in World War II era Honolulu. He's a true American icon and a stubborn son of a bitch.
Easy.
Who never compromised his standards or ideals. They make their rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum is made the old school way. 92 proof, bold, and smooth as hell. Sailor Jerry. Tim, I'll tighten your toilet seat, but I'd rather loosen up Doug's bottom hole.
No. Who?
Hunchback of Von Castle.
Hunchback of Von Castle has been suspended. He's probably wondering for how long. Will you? Period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyns, for the suspension logule.
Have you awarded text of the day?
I haven't given one away yet.
That was pretty strong.
That wasn't strong.
He flipped the script at the last second.
Flipped the script.
It really is very easy to tighten down that toilet seat, Tim.
Is it really? Maybe I'll get a screwdriver today.
A screw, yes.
Get a little starter kit, tool kit.
Nothing too big. You don't want it to fall out of the pincers and into the toilet.
Pincer proper.
Get you like a little hammer in there, maybe a tape measure, a couple of different size screwdrivers.
Yeah. Maybe one of those carpenter's pencils that are kind of square.
Gentlemen, we have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Jill Cassidy has started following the morning show on Twitter.
Yep.
And has just liked one of the tweets in which we tagged her.
Yep. Seamaster, you got to get her on tomorrow. This is your chance.
Also interesting to note that right after his interview, Brian Kenny started following us on Twitter, and within minutes, his timeline had a foot picture of Jill Cassidy.
Perfect.
Courtesy of us.
Perfect.
He'll never come back on again. Glad we got the interview now.
He's like, hey, I think these guys might be all right. Nope, they're not.
Here's how the Jill Kelly, of course, was a star from what, like 91 through 2004? This is Jill Cassidy.
Sure.
She tweeted out 12 hours ago, as you know, really want to see all my new content. And then a couple of emojis expressing frustration.
Tim, she just tweeted at you.
I bet she did. And then Robert, who is at Darth Mode. Do you know him at all?
Oh, yeah, at Darth Mode.
Yeah, sure.
He said, I just want to see your tootsies.
Okay.
And then she wrote back, tootsies? And then Darth Mode said, your feet. Tootsies equal toes.
Sure.
And then Jill Cassidy tweeted out the picture that the Morning After account then retweeted. And Doug, what a treat it is for our audience to expose them to Jill Cassidy and for us to expose Brian Kennedy to Jill Cassidy's toes. And Darth Mode said, thanks, doll. Next, I'd like a soul peek.
What does that mean?
I guess the bottom of her foot, and he hashtagged it greedy. So Jennings' second account is Darth Mode.
Let me guess, the toes look just about like everybody else's toes.
And Jill Cassidy is now following me. There it is.
Yep.
Time to retire. Once you've climbed Everest, there's nothing else to do, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
I want to retire by 40. That was the goal.
What did she tweet at you?
Thank you with a smiley face.
Why don't you actually try to monetize this and contact these people and see if you can be their agent? See if you can do some of the marketing for them.
I think you're right. I think. Would you like to form an agency with me? We can get out of the business.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
I can handle logistics.
Doug is going to be in there.
I can handle logistics for 74%.
How about 82%? Shh, don't say anything.
Let's have lunch.
All right, great. Sweet. So, Doug, that means you and I get
the scraps that are left over.
Yeah, but I'm doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah. You know,
let's have lunch.
Some of these girls are probably so high and strung out that they would say, sure, you could be my agent, and you could probably strike a pretty good deal. By law, I think you can't take more than
10%. Yes, and then you can sue them and get nothing in return once they sketch out on drugs or what have you.
Well, this is a legitimate service that he's going to perform.
Yeah, for a woman whose shelf life for her career will last.
So she needs all the help she can get.
1 month.
Maximize the short time that her career is blossoming.
I like when you say blossoming.
Yeah.
Tim, I'll fix your toilet seat if someone unblocks me from the fan page. Coach Tim.
You got
I've got an attorney who tweets at me, it seems, at the very least weekly, who says he was blocked from the fan page.
Well, get over it. Life goes on.
Oh, God.
File some documents or something.
Would you accept that deal? Come fix a toilet and you'll unblock them?
I have a lot of offers out there right now to fix this toilet.
Do you want someone who is concerned about being blocked to be in your house, honestly?
I unblocked Charlie when he gave me a ride to the battery store. But then I had to give him a ride to the tire store, so I think I'll block him again because, you know, he's used up his favor.
And you won't unblock me?
No.
At least you said it like, now.
Now all the lemmings are tweeting at Jill Cassidy saying that I am the best. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on Twitter today from our show. Had Brian Kenny break down analytics in Major League Baseball, but it's the Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film star report that is...
You like being a little Pied Piper and having all your little lemmings just roam behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he signed these gals to some sort of... representative agreement.
Well, this is going to be tough because we're already giving away 82%.
Yeah, so but I'm doing the heavy lifting.
What are you doing?
Monetizing, overseeing return on revenue.
Legal. Overseeing.
Legal.
You're an attorney, too?
Yeah. Well, I have attorneys on staff.
Okay. You're just going to
believe
oversee.
Me, that 82% is well worth it.
I'm sure it is. Just so you can oversee things.
Doug, while wiping this morning at the Starbucks in Town and Country, I noticed my index finger poked through a little hole through the TP. Hashtag blessed.
You're not blessed for that. You're cursed.
It's from Neil of the Steel.
Oh.
You got to make sure you have the proper amount of
why
toilet
would
paper.
You tell someone that?
Well, you felt blessed.
Why would you publicize that in any way?
Plowsy does not look happy. He's like, can this show end already, please?
Let's give Neil of DeSteel a 3-day pass to Gold's Gym for that.
Oh, jeez. They don't want him. They don't want that behavior.
Guys, someone just asked Jill Cassidy what her favorite type of french fries are. Yeah, Whittle Deke Dotum starts going to work. Man, he works over that Bryce Chandler hill. He really does.
Well, why doesn't he block him?
I don't know. I said to Dotum at the Wiffle Ball tournament, I said, Bryce Chandler hill accepts your tweets? And he goes, yeah, he's never blocked me. I guess he likes it. I mean, Dotum wakes up every morning, and the first thing he does is sends a tweet about how he wants to get his steamy hands all over Bryce Chandler Hill's ass.
Oh.
I think the fart box comment yesterday was great.
First thing he does.
Yep.
Sends a every tweet. Day.
Bryce Chandler Hill, the alleged gentleman lover of Jessica Simpson's father.
Oh. But isn't that story old? Isn't it like 6-7 years old and he's still going?
Yeah, but it's hot now.
Everything old is new again, yep. Doug.
Yep. Yeah, the listeners are really going to work on Jill Cassidy right now on the Twitter tweets.
Probably force her right out of the business.
Seamonster, it might be a tough get now that Jill is getting the... Hey, Truman's in Seward's the sexiest place to be this summer with A-plus service from their stunning servers and bartenders. I had a great tribbing discussion with a couple of the bartenders at the golf tournament. Truman's covered patio is perfect for watching the Cardinals on their huge outdoor TVs. Plus, if you need a ride to the ballpark, you can take their free shuttle down to the game. Sign up for the Truman's Golf Tournament on August 29th to benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri. Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar, 1818 Sydney Street, or online at trumansoulard.com. Hey, you know what? It's time for the email today. Big prize here, a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets for tonight's game. This includes a mini bobblehead of Brad Thompson. You'll have a chance to win access to the VIP Bash. VIP event includes an autograph session with Brad. VIP event starts 2 hours before game time. It is our prize for the email of the day. Gentlemen lovers, good morning. Let me ask you a question. How much lesbianism do you think occurs at the World Naked Bike Ride? I would say a lot. The website says don't expect an orgy, but I don't see how you can't. Then it gets a little graphic, and that comes from Mrs. Pink Lemonade.
Mrs. Pink Lemonade. She's new.
Guys, Plops here. Great show as always. I especially like the part when Larry said 19 words in a row that nobody can understand, but that's neither here nor there. Today I ride in with a rather serious question. What do tap water tuna fish sandwiches and Misty Plops have in common? They've all been inside Doug this week. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Misty Plops has been suspended. Misty Plops has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn. Suspension log, you.
Ahoy! Man, oh, man, oh, wow, wow, wow. Hot lytical takes? You betcha. Flamin' red beet takes? Oh, gosh, yeah. Boilin' wrestling takes? Mm-hmm. This ma'am, I mean. Speaking of that, I got some sour news for yous. Over the weekend, yours truly took my first swing at smoking rib meat. Unfortunately, I flat ruined them. Overcooked like the Dickens, I mean. I've caught nothing but hell, deservedly, may I add, ever since. From the likes of Madu Bowles at Hank's and Matty Bear, no less. So I guess homeboy's not going to be much good to you for the foreseeable future. How do you do? Distraught out Shiloh way, Lefty Jacksmere.
Lefty Jacksmere.
Doug, do you smoke ribs? I've smoked ribs, and I've been pretty surprisingly decent with it.
Not really. I barbecue them. I don't really smoke them.
The smoke is better.
I don't need to smoke them. I
really?
Barbecue them.
Boy, smoking's
pretty
good.
You know what you do? Rich Gould say you boil them first.
Really? Is that
and
right?
And then you throw them on the
But I don't do a lot of prep time. When I'm hungry, I'm ready to eat now. I'm ready just as fast as I can. There's not a lot of smoking and aging.
Do you slather them up real nice?
No.
You don't?
Oh, you like that dry rub?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't like it. The sauce all over me when I eat it.
That's not what I
All over your chest? Sorry, guys, I'm not going to be much good to you today. I had an uncontrollable emotional breakdown last night. I was all geared up to give my final roses to Timmy M. and Dean the Cat after our beautiful hometown dates to magical Carport Village and the stank-filled Jersey Shore. I stood at attention in front of my double-wide when Dodo said, "Can I speak to you in private, Cucky?" Then he whisked me away. His hand was trembling. I got to get something on my chest. What I meant earlier, when I was three fingers deep in you and I said you have my whole heart.
Okay,
what
that's enough.
What I meant was I love you. I love you with all the power of my saggy joy toys.
Who was it, Tim?
That's Cucky of the House Bachelor Proper.
Cucky of the House Bachelor Proper. You've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
This just in, Martin Kilcoyne is now under federal investigation for stealing sports reports from Channel 4 third stringer Douglas Irvin Vaughn. Irvin?
Not Irvin.
During the Blues 2016 playoff run, Kilcoyne was spotted doing live shots from the south parking lot outside the Scott Trade Center. When the camera light flipped on, Martin could be seen frantically searching for a cell signal to get updates on the score. Vaughn is also under a counter investigation for allegedly stealing sensitive material from Charlie Marlowe on a sportscast yesterday, saying the Padres are in town for a four-game set. Here's a clip of John Jay getting a hit in 2011. Doug, that comes from Matt. Who bowls at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Morn, just curious if you T-boys were able to get those hot little hands on the latest issue of Bathroom Fry Enthusiasts. It features some wonderful articles that really break down which cut and style yields the best experience while served on the back of the tank lid, as well as what fixins really facilitate a smooth exit. This month also spotlights the best method of eating French fries while in the warm embrace of a gentleman whilst mounted on the baby changing station. Ears bend back and just flat, and then it gets graphic. How do you do? That's from Timmy Walters.
Timmy Walters. Walters.
So stupid. Why am I laughing, Doug?
I really don't know.
Hey, Buck Swope sent an email in.
Oh, great.
Dear Mr. Vaughn, I was at my alma mater, Priory, yesterday. How about that? Buck Swope went to Priory.
Yeah.
I was at my alma mater, Priory, yesterday, dropping off the monastery's weekly supply of erotica. All those monks, this gets a little...
See, he's creepy.
Anywho, the headmaster requested I follow him down to the gym where a youth basketball camp was underway. He took me into the public men's room and showed me... Okay.
Creepy.
I'm going to tap out.
Buck Swope, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Felt like a lawsuit might be coming from...
You know. Vileness.
The monks.
Why do people write that stuff?
Well, Buck Swope's a photographer. He's not really.
I know. So why would you write that stuff?
He's a show historian.
But nonetheless, the question is still there. Why would you write such garbage?
Morning, boys. So yesterday, I was sitting on my couch watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and all of a sudden my phone notified me of a wild Pikachu nearby. After enjoying the vibration sensation, I pulled my phone out of my diaper and trotted down the block into Tower Grove Park. After wandering for hours in search of this rare specimen, I came across a crumb trail from a tuna sandwich, which led me to a white LeBaron parked next to a waterfall. Under said waterfall was this man who resembled John Lithgow, a twinkle in his eye and the water cascading over his nipples. He gave me a come-hither look. Naturally, we banged, and it was awesome. He flipped me a Z-Pack and told me, "Get lost, kid." Skipped away into the forest. Will I ever see this man again? Thank you, Ray King.
Ray King. There's got to be better ways to spend your time than write some of this stuff. There has to be.
Doug, here's the Barnhart Brawler.
Oh, great. This will be wonderful.
So something really strange happened to me last night. I saw a really great deal in an entertainment center last night at Sears, marked down like 75%. So to make room, I was going to move the old one downstairs with the help of my sons, Ron Dawn and Craig Dawn. Anyway, the turn was too tight at the bottom of the steps, and this thing was digging into my boy chest. See, I got a big mark right here, see? And while we were struggling, my coworker over at the 11 Fox calls me and lets me know that I had somehow in the struggle turned on my phone and was periscoping the entire thing. True story. I swear to you, this is my own account of actual events, and any other stories similar to it are just coincidences, because, you know, common phrases and stuff. Do good, avoid evil, Barnhart Brawl.
Awful. That was a commentary on the
Barnhart
plagiarism, Doug.
Brawler. Any good ones, Tim?
This is a knock-knock joke for you regarding gay erotica.
Great. I said any good ones.
Okay. Let me just knock-knock.
Who's there?
A gay gentleman.
A gay gentleman who?
A gay gentleman who politely is requesting to borrow sugar. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South. P.S. While you were answering the door, Doug, I broke into your bedroom and stole all of your underwear, and even as I pen this email, I'm wearing said underwear on my head whilst touching myself.
Okay, he's suspended. Who was it, Tim?
That's the hipster Tower Grove South.
Again.
Rube.
Hipster Tower Grove South, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, finally, this is TMA superfan John in Shrewsbury, and here is today's WWE Raw recap. Larry let us know this was going to be an all-timer by starting out his report with the question, how can a hot take be warm when it's called a hot take? Yeah, that was kind of a, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?
So true.
Larry then showed his journalistic bona fides by saying he wasn't knee-deep in WWE coverage, but he was butt-deep. The boys were fired up today to discuss the new Raw general managers, and Tim let Larry know the intro could not play because they were short on time. Little did Tim know today's recap would run for 10 minutes anyway on account of the brilliance forthcoming. Larry chose Hulk Hogan as his wrestler to be president of the USA. That's Hulk Hogan, who had a sex tape with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife and got caught on camera dropping N-bombs all within the last year. Larry left to grab a sandwich or to go to the bathroom while the clip played because there was literally 20 seconds of our host shouting his name into the phone with no response. Larry returned like nothing happened. Unfortunately for Larry, Tim had to make an analogy to Paul Molitor. Paul Molitor returning to the Twins that really put old Nixie on tilt. Cue 2 minutes of Larry trying to grapple with this Molitor analogy before Doug convinces him to abandon it. Larry's top five countries included a Jim Hayes Enterprises comedian, a planet, and a city in the 5-3 slots. An amazing display of reporting by Lawrence T. Nickel. Mm-hmm. Doug, that comes from John in Shrewsbury.
John in Shrewsbury.
And that's what we have for the email of the day. Show me what you got, little mom.
Not a great batch, but I enjoy praise for Larry, so I'm going John in Shrewsbury. Mm.
I'll go with a fellow by the name of Matt who bowls at Hanks.
Now, I set aside three. I set aside John in Shrewsbury. I also set aside Timmy Walters and Misty Plops. I'm going to go with Timmy Walters. So I have to go to the Speaker of the House
Hold on,
to break
let me,
the tie.
Let me preemptively show you
this isn't me being a lemming. Gardner just asked who is going to win. I said my favorite going in, Timmy Walters.
Oh,
Timmy Walters wins.
Dang, damn it, Lucas.
Yeah, he broke ranks with the criticism of Jill Cassidy.
Why do we even vote?
Boy, our listeners are really interacting with Jill Cassidy. It seems like she loves our listeners. I imagine she'll join us maybe in studio tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We'll fly her in from L.A.
It's possible that some young girl who's just decided to go into porn kind of likes the attention. That's possible.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, she's hilarious and healthy.
Yep, amen. I couldn't agree with you more. Frank's up next. It's the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That begins coming up. And Frank has Dick Vermeil. He has Kurt Warner. He has Lester Munson. He has Derek Gould coming up over the next 2 hours on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Peyton, for the Plow Padre, for my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.